Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Nita. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am the marketing and publicity manager over at Hisshed Audio. So that sort of means that I do a little bit of pretty much everything. So I do a lot of like the marketing, social media, talking to consumers. I do a lot of our publicity outreach. So I'm the one talking to bloggers and reviewers and Instagrammers. Then I also do a lot of like sales stuff. So I'll do a lot of communications with our retailers. So Audible, Libro FM, Google Play, Apple, all of them. I like got myself into a bind starting to like list them all off, but there's a lot. So audiobooks.com. So like I end up talking to them pretty frequently too. So it's, you know, it's a kind of frenetic job, but it's a really neat way to see every aspect of the industry, I think.
Yeah, you get to see the sellers and you get to see the influencers, you get to work with like, you know, probably the audios, like the getting the audios ready to be market, you know, to
yeah, the- with the producers. Yeah. So it's like it's fun because you kind of I feel like a lot of times I wasn't always in audio. So like I started over at PRH actually working on genre and on the print side. And so I did publicity there and I loved it, obviously, because I do publicity now too. But the one thing that was interesting and maybe it's just like the way that my brain personally works is like, usually it's very siloed, right? You're doing publicity and that is the thing that you're doing. And so the one thing that's really interesting about audio space is they always say publishing is very small and audiobook publishing is even smaller. Mm-hmm. So everybody knows everybody else, but also you have your fingers in so many different projects and so many parts of it that, I mean, on the book side, I never really was involved in production or part of those conversations about it. And so it's really cool to kind of like, what's the phrase? Like see how the sausage is made. Like, it's kind of cool to be able to like see that from its inception and as it goes on. So,
yeah, I think it's like really fascinating. I love like, I've become a newly adopted audio listener and I love like, you know, the full production side of it. Like it just brings the reader a new experience of like, you know, whether it's full cast audio or they just, they produce it for audio only, like what it produced and like the experience as a reader just to get to connect with the book and what the author's vision it is. And, you know, having a narrator telling you the story, it just feels like so nice, you know?
Yeah, and it's an interesting, the thing that I also really liked about audio too, is it's like an interesting way to interact with it, right? Because like a lot of times I'll get this from reviewers or people who are consumers as well, where they'll be like, I really love the book and I want to check it out in audio too. Or I like, you know, listen to the audio and I'm going to pick up a copy of the book, you know? So like, it's not an either or thing either, right? Like you're interacting with it in a totally different way, which I think is really neat because normally you would have like physical or ebook. Like some people do buy the physical and the e, but it's essentially the same product.
Yeah.
Versus this case where a lot of people will be like, oh, there's a lot of fun like dialogue and banter. I wonder what that sounds like. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like you just get an extra element that comes in. And then like you said, when you have like full cast, we actually have quite a few producers who are really into sound design too. So like when they throw in all these like really cool sound effects that are sort of kind of part of the book and part of the book spirit, that's not something you can get from the physical book, but it sort of immerses you into that world. So I always like that.
I love this. And so what it's like to, you know, a lot of our readers are sellers, or may not be sellers, but they might be influencers, might be bookstagrammers or book bloggers or book talkers and stuff like that. What is it like to work with them just to, you know, get the experience of working with audio advanced listeners copies, you know?
It's actually a really rewarding experience. So like I said, I had some experience doing it on the print side. I really like it on the audio side, I'll say, because I think this is one of those things where it's like the way that your brain likes to work, right? So for me, the cool thing about audio that I like that is challenging, I'm not going to lie, is that we are doing the audio for all of the books that have an audio edition, right? So you're not just doing romance, you're not just doing mystery, you're not just doing whatever. And on one hand, that is challenging because there's a certain sense of identity that is lost in that. But on the other hand, I feel like the conversations with influencers becomes a lot more authentic. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because you're not just like furthering this genre or furthering this identity of your imprint, you know, which is important. It's important to have those things, but it's cool to be like, oh, so you're looking for own voices that are inspired by West Africa, right? And so there are some sci-fi stories that fit that bill, but then we also have some mystery stories and we'll have some nonfiction. And then we can have a much more authentic conversation about that and about what they're looking for, which I think is really cool. And then I mean, I always really enjoyed working with influencers because like, I mean, you get so, it's such an insular world in publishing, right? So the minute you start having these outside conversations with people, that's when you figure out what they like. You figure out what they like to listen to, what they're excited by, you know, like if I'm sending somebody an ALC and I like get back just a whole bunch of exclamation points, like that makes my day, you know? Cause it's like all of your emails are normally about like Excel spreadsheets and all of this stuff and like very corporate. And so it's nice to have these fun, authentic conversations with people who just really, really love books, right? It kind of reminds you why you are in this passion industry in the first place.
Yeah, I love this. So let's chat about some audios. So audio recommendations. So let's do some backlist titles, which authors or books that we should pick up that are like, you know, they're hidden gems that we had. They're not shiny objects, but they're like great hidden gems that are perfect for, you know, for us to pick up now.
Well, so I don't know if this is so much a hidden gem, but Abby Jimenez's series, which started with The Friend Zone, Happy Ever After Playlist, Life's Too Short, which I think just came out this April.
Yeah.
That whole series is amazing. Since it's been going on for 3 years, I guess technically The Friend Zone is considered backlist now, but it's just so great because I feel like rom-coms are getting this resurgence and her voice is just so great. And it's so conducive for that dual narration that all the books are having, you know what I mean? Where you have like the his and her side. And I think it also, because we're having this moment, right, where we want to have romances and the conversation of like, but you want to have real romances. You don't want them to be archaic and you don't want them to, you want to suspend your disbelief a little bit, but like not entirely, right? So the romances with real issues, with medical issues, like real life issues, but they're still hilarious and they're still full of weird mishaps where you just like want to shake everybody, you know? And it's just so great. So I love all of those audiobooks. I would definitely say this book came out last year, Lady's Guide to Mischief and Mayhem by Amanda Collins, and it's read by Mary Jane Wells. I think it came out November 10th. And that one is just a great one. Like, I feel like that's like, I don't know if it's hidden gem, but I also wonder if it kind of got caught up in the holiday rush and stuff. And I loved, that was one of those where like I read the book because I read The Galley when it was coming out. And then I ended up listening to the audio and it was just, both of it was just like an amazing experience.
I love Mary Jane Wells. Like, she narrates a lot of historical moments. I'm like, you had me at her as a narrator. So this is
so great. You know? Yeah, no, it's just so great. And so I love those so much. And then I guess, I mean, like, it's weird too, when you talk about backlist, because it's like, oh, is backlist like years ago? Is backlist a few months ago? Right. And so like in my mind, it's always kind of very top of mind, like the Farrah Heron, Accidentally Engaged, which came out in March. Yeah. So I guess technically it's not quite backlist, but it's getting there.
It's getting there. Yeah.
I know, right? It's a weird industry we work in. But but that one is read by Sunila Nankani. And that was just, I'm just on a personal level, like, I'm a South Asian woman. And so that was so rewarding to work on and to experience, because again, it goes back to that whole, you have these rom-coms that are rooted in reality that you never really saw. And, you know, I remember being really, really emotional when I was like, just kind of talking to the producer, producer did an amazing job with this audio. And so did Sunila. But like, when I was talking to them about the audio and I was trying to figure out like, why am I getting so emotional talking about this? And then I was like, I have never read a romance book with another Indian person, right? Like, I just never did. You know what I mean? Like, I grew up watching Bollywood films with my parents, but like in everything that had an Indian woman that looked like me, that, or that I would identify like, oh, this person is described to look like me, they were either like fetishized or it was a really serious book or something terrible happened to them. And this was just fun, right? It's just like, they're just fun. They're having drinks. They're having mishaps. You want to shake them again, you know, like, and they're having sexy times and it's unapologetic and they're having family drama, but it's not traumatic family drama. It's just like the, oh my God, my parents are so loud. Like all of that stuff that you are allowed to have. Right. And I just felt like that was just such a rewarding thing to work on. And last summer we had the Boyfriend Project. By Farrah Rashaan. And like, that was also another one of those, like, it was just a story of Black joy and it just was so great. And it's so rewarding. I mean, the important books are really, the important heavy books are important and heavy. And, but I feel like people undervalue the utility in having these like fun escapism stories that remind you that these people, like, our identities are not just rooted in trauma, right? And they're not rooted in trauma and we don't have to suffer in order to find joy. Like, we can just, like, you know, you can have like accidentally like autocorrect a text that like then, you know, creates like months of drama and everybody's laughing and it's just silly and you can have that. And I just, I really love that we're in this moment. So those two audios definitely like meant a lot to me personally. So I definitely recommend that everyone pick those up.
I love that you were talking about joy, and I think like BIPOC joy feels like so good. Like, I have a thing, I can't deal with trauma porn. Like, you know, I look at trauma, I'm like, I don't want to deal with that. Like, I'm Latina, I don't want to, I want to hear about like fun stuff, I want to hear familiar, even dysfunctional families, I want to hear about that in a place where you have humor and you have joy around it, you know.
Right. Like, I like want to read about moms who would like have no personal boundaries and like, you know, like, and be like, oh yes, my mom, you know, like, and have those moments. Like, it's, I mean, it's, and that's not devaluing like the importance of the other books, but like, you can't just have one and not the other. And then it also like, I'm totally derailing your conversation, really sorry, but like, it also like creates that conversation where you have, where you're talking about like identity, especially for younger people, right? Where as you're growing up, because it's like a weird kind of cyclical thing. If you're always reading stories of romance where something terrible happens to someone who looks like you, you start to kind of internalize, even if logically you know that is not true, right? You start to internalize that your relationships and your romantic relationships are going to follow that same sort of cyclical trend because they're supposed to be a happy ever after at the end of it, right? Which can go a really bad way in real life, right? And is a way that a lot of people sort of apologize for abuse or don't recognize red flags, you know? And so being able to have these like, these escapism stories, escapist stories that are realistic, but also really fun and fluffy, like sort of just reminds you that you don't need to do that, right? You can just date and have a good time. You know, you're, you come home from a date and be like, that person was real weird. You know what I mean? And it doesn't have to be like problematic weird, just be like, that person was weird. And we can just kind of move on and laugh and have those normal experiences.
Yes. Oh, yes. I love this. Well, let's talk about some. We are in the summer, so some anticipated new releases for audio. What should we be on the lookout for?
Well, just following the South Asian theme, we have Sister of the Bollywood Bride by Nandini Bajpai, and that's also read by Sunila Nankani. And that is coming out in a couple of weeks, actually. It's coming out May 25th. And this is interesting because, again, this kind of ties back to the whole, like, the thing I like about audiobook, your audiobooks, you're kind of going across different imprints. So this is actually coming from our Young Readers imprint, and it's a YA title, but it's YA romance. She's planning her sister's like Bollywood Indian wedding, and it's full of Indian food and like all of the wedding traditions. And we're actually doing a really interesting thing with this one, which with Libro FM, we're putting it forth for their educator ALCs. So using this as a way to teach, you know, people about another culture, right? And which I always find was, I mean, like, I was a decent student in school, but like, I feel like I paid more attention to fun storybooks that talked about things that I was interested in versus like textbooks, right? So, so that's been a really rewarding experience to see that go along. But like, you know, so you have those bits of like the Indian wedding, and you know, it's YA, so she's a teen, so there's like teen drama and teen angst, and oh my God, and this guy, you know, like, which is just great, right? Like, I just eat that up. And then, but then you have like very real, like, their mother had passed away. So there's this, like, this wedding is happening and the mother's not around. And so you have that grief that is relatable to everyone, mm-hmm. right? Like that is a very universal grief. So I'm so, so excited for that. And
I'm excited for that one. Well, I interviewed Nandini. So she came to the show and we just chatted all about like the book and like what her source of inspiration. She's like, you know, she was like, it happened in the real life, you know, and a 17-year-old can actually do whatever they set their mind to. So it is possible for a 17-year-old who has to plan in a new wedding in the span of 2 months and have a hurricane, you know?
Yeah.
And like, it's possible. And I think it's like, it's a fun book. It's like joy. So, again,
yeah.
It just brings back to joy. It brings back to family. It brings back to learning about new culture. It brings back to a sense of like, you know, I love reading YA because it just gives you a sense of like your identity, like who you are, mm-hmm. who you are with your family, who you are as, what do you want to do with your life? You know, like all those big questions that, you know, as an adult, we don't think about them anymore, but it's
right. Like, and upbringing too, like on a totally separate note, like one thing that I really like Disney, but like one thing that would always bother me about like older Disney movies was that like every heroine, like their parents had passed, you know, or they were like estranged from their parents. And I was like, yeah, but like, what if you aren't, right? Like, what if you get along with your parents and they're just like a little annoying because everyone's parents are a little annoying, you know?
Yeah.
And what if that's the case? You know, why does everything, it just creates, I think if it's the only narrative around, it creates a lot of strange perceptions in people's minds as they start growing up and just reading and listening and watching these stories over and over again. So when you have these like fun stories where there is drama, right? Like the hurricane thing is drama, you know, but you know, like the drama is a hurricane and the grief is, oh, your mom passed away, you know, and it's not like this weird kind, I don't want to say weird, but you know what I mean? Like, it's not this traumatic, not that like a parent passing away isn't traumatic, but like it's not like a violent kind of, you know, racial tension or sexist tension, and it allows you to kind of see yourself through a lens that's outside of these things as well. I don't know if I said that well.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, wait, hold on, let me fix what I'm trying to say.
I love this. Yeah, everyone should add this book to your TBR, whether it's audio or print. It's like, it's
just both.
You know, or do an ebook and audio. Like, you can read an ebook and read it, like, have your audio listen to it. So,
I will say that something that I do like to do as a consumer of audiobooks, because I listen a lot, obviously, but even before I worked in the space, was I would also do the audiobook for a lot of books that I had that had to do with other cultures, or fantasy too, because I would be like, I don't want to say anything. And it was really interesting because a lot of times you kind of like glaze over a little bit too, right? Like, it just in general when you're reading. And so, and when you come across like words or terminology that you don't understand, you kind of glaze over it. Like, you recognize it as you're seeing it, but you don't necessarily know how to say it, what that is. And being able to hear someone say it out loud was just an interesting experience, right? Like, being able to hear the accents and being, it just felt more like I was experiencing that culture.
Yeah.
Right. So I highly recommend that.
Yeah. I love it for, I think I read a couple of books that were like really South Asian culture, and there were like a lot of dialects, and it was great to listen to them because it didn't bother me, but it was just like trying to figure out like what this word is, Google Play, like, Google Dictionary, all this stuff. And I was like, you know, let me just like listen to it. And I was like, I was immersed in the culture that it didn't bother me. It was like, oh, okay. Like, I'm listening. I feel like I'm traveling, you know, in my books, like I'm traveling somewhere else, like in a foreign country. And I'm just listening to all these languages and I'm just going to absorb it as it comes, you know?
That's I like found that a lot with like books that had Spanish in it, because I don't know any Spanish, but I grew up around a lot of people who spoke Spanish. And so when I would listen to an audio that, you know, when they have like a little bit of Spanish sort of sprinkled in with their dialogue, it was just really interesting and it was fun. And I felt like I was sort of immersed in that culture again and kind of, and then also like you pick up little bits of Spanish as you go around, but it's like helpful to actually hear how people would talk, you know. So even if it was written on the page and it's written very authentically, being able to hear someone do it, I was like, oh, okay, like that's how you say that, and that's the intonation of this, and like, you know, this is like sarcasm, like it's just fun.
Yes, I really love audiobooks. I think this is like the best way So, let's see.
I will say, I do want to say one more that's coming out, and this is not romance at all, but I'm obsessed with this book. It's coming out June 22nd. It's Stephen Fry, who I feel like we all love. And it's his Troy, which is read by him, and it's a retelling of the Siege of Troy. And the thing that I really love about his books, even if you don't like mythology, which I feel like most people do, but let's say you don't, like, you're like, Greek mythology, it's too confusing. I don't know who's whose parents and who's whose child. Like, his whole mythos series is the third in that series, and it's standalone. It actually assumes that you are not following the story, which is actually really fun, right? So he'll be like, doubtless you don't remember that I was talking about this person many chapters ago. And he'll be like, correct, I do not remember this. You know, and it just is so fun. I mean, Stephen Fry is the best voice anyway, but, you know, it's so conversational. And then you have all these, like, quite frankly, crazy Greek mythology stories, but it's just done with this humor and this acknowledgement that these stories are insane, that there are a lot of people and players in them. They're all shape-shifting into different things. And it just, I went through a big mythology kick as a kid. And I would say that maybe in recent years, I haven't really gotten into it that much again. And just listening to it just brought back all the fun parts of it, you know, because you didn't feel like, oh, I'm in school and I have to pay attention and figure out who this person is, right? So I definitely recommend those just for, and we did a road trip recently from Southern Virginia to back to New York. And it was just, it's just a great listen in the car too. You can all kind of like laugh around and be like, do you remember that? Who is that?
Oh my gosh, I love this. It's like perfect for the family.
Yeah, it is. It's really great. I mean, as long as your family is into really strange Greek mythology, but.
Yeah, you like, you know, there's something to be said about Greek mythology. They're like, there's a lot of players and a lot of stories. And it's
just I like try to pay attention too, right? And then sometimes they'll give you like a family tree in the front of books and stuff. And I still am like, I don't like what is Zeus now? Like, oh, so Zeus is also the bird, right? Like, and then you're trying to like figure out who everybody is. But the series is great. It's like I said, standalone too. Like he doesn't assume that you've like listened to the other books as well. So they're kind of fun to kind of pick up. So like the first one's Mythos and the second one is Heroes. And then this one is Troy. So I listened to them in order, but my partner kind of listened to them out of order and it did not hamper his enjoyment at all. Like they're just so great.
I love this. Any other final titles or?
Well, I feel like Rosalind Palmer Takes the Cake. I don't know when this episode's going to go up, but it is coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And by Alexis Hall, and it's read by Fiona Hardingham. And I just feel like that it's, people are just loving it already. Like I'm just getting crazy DMs about it. It's so, so fun. If you somehow have been under a rock, it's like the first of a trilogy set in the world of competitive British baking, which I feel like is very apt too. Cause like, I don't know a single person that hasn't at least watched one episode of Great British Bake Off, especially during this quarantine, you know, and it features a bisexual single mom. And I feel like a lot of books don't really tackle bisexuality. There's a lot of bi erasure in a lot of books too, you know? And so it really kind of deals with that and acknowledges that and understands that identity and like a rom-com, right? It's full of like chocolate baking and like kissing. And it's just, it's fun and heartwarming. And there's a reviewer who told me this morning, actually, that the audiobook made them feel like they were being covered in an audio blanket. Which like sat like right? I was like, oh my god, I love that. Can I steal it? But yeah, it's such a great cozy listen. And I will tell you, the producer had such a fun time with this one because they were also a fan of Great British Bake Off. So there was a lot of like that directing is in there too in the performance. And I like there were points where I was just sort of like, am I listening to Great British Bake Off? I was like, so it's like it just like kept making me feel like that.
I have that as a book, and I was waiting for the audio, which you are.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for the audio. And I had to say, like, I just like I wanted to savor it because I feel like Alexis Hall does so well in audio. Like,
yes,
books are like audio is where you want to go, and then afterwards, you know.
Yeah, and it's so great. And this was one of those where I like did mixed, right? Like, I read half the book, and then, but I read it at a time, and then the audio was available to me, so I was like, oh, I'm gonna listen to the rest. And it just was a fun experience to like port it over like that. So, And then the other one I'm going to bring up, LGBTQ friendly, Satisfaction Guaranteed by Corelia Stetz Waters. And that one's read by Lori Prince, and that's coming out June 1st. And so it's a woman who inherits her aunt's sex toy shop in Portland, and it features an FF relationship, which I feel like I don't see a lot of in romance. And I'm really, really psyched that we're having this like giant title that really focuses on that. And it's explicit and sexy, which is great. And it's great that there is like this great giant listen that's about that. And it's super fun. And the one thing I really love this about this one is that it's not only just is it sexy, but it's got really great pacing and banter. And I feel like when you have romances that have a lot of fun banter going on, like that's where audio shines, because you can really do that in the performance, right? Like it's great on the page, but it's like really great when you're hearing it like kind of parrot back and forth and then sort of parlaying back and forth. So that one I definitely recommend as well. So pre-order that one.
I'll pre-order it. Thank you. All right. So thank you so much for being on the show.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. The What You Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships. To learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.